AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. President-elect Donald Trump says he will stop American companies from taking their jobs across borders.
We're going to impose a 35% tax on those products coming into our country. And you know what? They're not going to move. They're not going to move.
He was in Mobile, Alabama, where he thanked voters for helping him win the White House. President Obama is naming some of the steps his administration has taken to improve fairness in the marketplace.
The overuse of non-compete agreements that hurt workers in the job market, and the unfair practices of companies that collude to set wages below the market rate. And we backed new steps, including a law I just signed, to fight robot scalpers that artificially drive up ticket prices, and a rule that requires airlines to reimburse your baggage fees if your bags don't make it to your destination when you do.
He spoke in his weekly media address. Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey says in this week's Republican address, his party will make repeal of Obamacare a top priority.
The Congress and the new administration will work to transition Americans to a better health care system that gives families and individuals affordable choices in coverage and takes Washington bureaucrats out of the doctor's office.
It looks like Flint, Michigan residents who have trouble with lead filters can still get free bottled water deliveries. Shirley Smith reports an appeals court says it will not block the home-delivered water, calling Michigan's insistence that it was too expensive disingenuous.
The state of Michigan and outside experts insist that the water quality is greatly improved in Flint since the city stopped using the Flint River in 2015. But people are still urged to use filters. The river water wasn't treated to reduce corrosion, and that caused lead to leach out from the old city pipes.
This is AP Radio News. Today is National Wreaths Across America Day.
Despite the cold, icy conditions, 245,000 wreaths were placed on markers at Arlington National Cemetery.
Even with all the cold and the wet and the rain and the snow and the sleet today, there's over 25,000 people here in Arlington. It's amazing.
Wreaths Across America spokeswoman Amber Karen.
It's an incredibly emotional thing, and it's amazing to see all the kids here, too. It's just people are really passionate about participating in this program.
A program that includes 1.2 million wreaths this year, placed in over 1,200 locations across the country. Shelley Adler, Washington.
One person is dead, five hurt, after a large tree fell onto a wedding party taking pictures at a park in Southern California. Fire officials say several people were trapped after the tree toppled Saturday in Whittier. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.